Good morning. Today we are starting a new topic, the topic of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. Literally, Kiddush should be in the place that you have your Seuda. So wherever you're saying Kiddush, for example, Friday night, Shabbos day, or Yontif, that is the place to eat. We're going to hash all this out in Yiratz Hashem in the coming days. Just to give some ramifications of this, it could be then that somebody who hears Kiddush on Friday night in Shul, Kiddush b'makom Seuda, we have an open question then, is it enough to hear it in Shul, or do you have to repeat Kiddush when you go home to have your Seuda? Or somebody, Shabbos morning, hears Kiddush in Shul, and does indeed, and goes home, do you have to repeat Kiddush? Or even if you heard Kiddush in Shul, because they were having a Kiddush, they were having a Mizonos and the like, and you ate something there, is that sufficient, or do you have to go home and say Kiddush again, where you're going to have your Lechem Mishnah? So we are going to, Amir Tashem, get to these questions and many more as we go through this really halacha lemaisa topic. So today we're simply going to introduce a machlokes. What's the concept of Kiddush b'makom Seuda? Is it required? And then we'll see how we paskin. So this is, in fact, a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Amid Beis, and it talks about Osam b'nei Adam shekitshu b'beis hakinesh. Those people that they had Kiddush in Shul. It's talking about when they had Kiddush, that the Chazan got up, Lel Shabbos, Lel Yom Tif, and in Shul, and got up to say Kiddush for everyone. So there are places, it's not very common in Israel, in Chutz Laaretz, there's some places that indeed do this, and the Chazan will get up and say Kiddush, and will give the wine to the little kids that come and want the grape juice. And the question is, if you had Kiddush in Shul, for the people in Shul, how about when you go home, do you have to repeat Kiddush? Now, in fact, there are actually two brachas. There is the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, and there is also the bracha of Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So we're going to discuss each of those brachas. Were you Yotzei in Shul, and do you have to, if you were Yotzei in Shul, is there any reason that you have to repeat it when you get home? So the sheet of Rav, and we're going to have to get the machlokas, it's a little confusing, a little complicated, but Amir Tashem will get through it. Rav says as follows, when you heard that Kiddush in Shul, Yedei Birkas Hayayin Lo Yatzu, you were not Yotzei the mitzvah of Birkas Hayayin, Borei Pri HaGafen. What that means is, when you go home, no matter what, if you want to drink wine, you're going to have to repeat the bracha of wine. It's not that you heard it in Shul, you Yotzei the bracha of wine, you don't have to say it when you want to drink wine at home. You have to repeat the bracha. That is the sheet of Rav. In fact, Shmuel and Rav, they agree with that. The bracha of wine, when you heard it in Shul, that's not going to be helpful for you to get home. The machlokas between them is the bracha of Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, so that would be Shabbos, or the Yontif version. Are you Yotzei what you hear in Shul? Do you have to repeat it when you get home? So the opinion of Rav is that you were Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush, and you do not have to repeat it when you go home. That's the opinion of Rav. And the opinion of Shmuel is that the bracha of Kiddush, you were not Yotzei, and when you get home, indeed, you're going to have to repeat the bracha of Kiddush at home. So both of them agree. Bottom line is, when it comes to the bracha of Yayin, Borei Pri HaGafen, you heard it in Shul, it doesn't help for you for when you get home. You want to drink wine, you have to say the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. When it comes to the bracha of Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, that is the machlokas. Rav said it's enough that you heard it in Shul, and Shmuel said, no, you have to hear it at home. So what's going on here? Now, before we get to the Ikar machlokas between the two, the Gemara asks on Rav. Rav's opinion was, you're Yotzei in Shul, so if you're Yotzei in Shul, why do people go and repeat it when they get home? Why do they repeat it? So he says they repeat it for the people who are at home that didn't hear it in Shul. So anyone who heard it in Shul, even though you didn't drink, it doesn't matter. As long as you heard it, you're Yotzei. Why do people repeat it when they get home, according to Rav? For the people who weren't Yotzei. Shmuel has asked a similar question, but conversely, Shmuel, you're saying that you're not Yotzei the bracha of Kiddush in Shul, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You have to say it at home, so why bother saying it in Shul? Why are the people saying in Shul if you have to repeat it at home when you get home anyway? And he says that's for the people who are the guests, who are staying in Shul, that are sleeping in Shul. They have to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush in Shul, and that's for them, but for everyone else, even though you heard it, you had Kavani, you said Amen, it doesn't help, it has to be at home. Now, why, according to Shmuel, does it have to be at home? Because he requires Kiddush b'makom seuda, you're going to be eating at home, the kiddush has to be where you're going to be having your seuda. So the people that hear it in shul and they're not eating in shul, kiddush doesn't help them at all. You're not yotze kiddush. You have to say it at home where you're having your meal. And on the other hand, Rav says if you heard kiddush in shul, you are yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. Why? Because he doesn't hold that kiddush has to be b'makom seuda. He doesn't hold by that. You can hear kiddush in one place, you can have your seuda in another place, and it's not a problem. So in the shita of Shmuel, who requires kiddush b'makom seuda, the Rashbam brings two different reasons why Shmuel would require kiddush b'makom seuda. Why the kiddush and the seuda have to be in the same place? And it goes as follows. First, the Rashbam brings a pasuk. It says, "V'karata l'Shabbos oneg." You should call Shabbos in its pleasance, in its oneg, is in pleasantness, in its oneg, oneg Shabbos. So what's that talking about? In the place that you call Shabbos, that's referring to kiddush. V'karata l'Shabbos, where you have your kiddush for Shabbos, that's where you should have your oneg Shabbos, which means you should have your seuda. So it's based on that pasuk, that's a medrash that brings that. So that's the Rashbam quoting the medrash. Kiddush b'makom seuda is based on the pasuk v'karata l'Shabbos oneg, and wherever you have your kiddush, you should have your oneg, which is your seuda. That is one rationale based on the pasuk. And the other is a svara. The svara rationale is as follows: mit'ikwa kiddush ala yayin. Once Chazal instituted that kiddush has to be on a cup of wine, meaning on a d'oraisa level, saying kiddush Friday night, you don't need a cup. You just have to be mekadesh a Shabbos. You sanctify Shabbos verbally. Chazal said that you have to have a cup on a rabbinic level. So once they instituted mit'ikwa kiddush ala yayin, and that's actually in the Gemara in Psachim Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, Zochreyu al Yain, that we should have to remember. It's the Mekadesh HaShabbos on the wine. Mistama al Yain Shebisa'as Su'uda Chukba Dechashiv. If Mistama, apparently it should be on the wine that we are B'Sha'as Su'uda, at the time of the Su'uda, that is when we're doing it. So on the wine, the institution of Chazal rabbinically is that when you have wine, apparently it's the wine that you're having in your meal. So that's why it has to be together with the meal. They go together. So we have one source as a pasuk for karata l'Shabbos oneg. We have one rationale. Either be that as it may with the two reasons, Shmuel is poskening, kiddush has to be b'makom seuda, and that's why you have to say kiddush again when you get home. You weren't yotze in shul. Rav is saying, no, you were yotze in shul. You don't have to say it when you get home. How do we poskin? So in fact, we do poskin like Shmuel, that kiddush has to be b'makom seuda. So we poskin that way in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Siman, Reish, Ayin, Gimel, Sif, Aleph, and kiddush el b'makom seuda. The kiddush has to be b'makom seuda like Shmuel. And in Halacha Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shim kiddush v'lo sa'ad, if you said kiddush and you didn't eat, you didn't yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. You didn't say kiddush at all. And the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to daytime kiddush, this is in Orach Chaim, Siman Reish Pei Tassif Aleph, Paskin's the same. V'gam zeh ha-kiddush, tzarech sheyeh b'makom seuda. The daytime kiddush as well has to be b'makom seuda. So just to add on another point or two, when it comes to kiddush b'makom seuda, and Amir Shishim will continue next time. So the Rama says, when it comes to kiddush b'makom seuda, it doesn't mean only that wherever you say kiddush, that's where you're going to have a meal, and that you can tarry and wait for 3 hours. So you go home and you say kiddush and you wait for a few hours, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and then have your seuda. That's not acceptable either. It's not only the location, but the timing, the proximity of the timing. But tzarech lechol, this is the Rama. You have to eat b'makom kiddush l'altar. Wherever you say the kiddush, you have to eat immediately. Or at a minimum, when you say the kiddush, you have to have in mind you're going to eat immediately. Something may come up. It may delay you a little bit. Aval b'lavachi, but if you don't have that immediacy that you're going to have the seuda right after the kiddush, afilu acha b'makom kiddush in a yosa. Even if you ate in the same place, but you had a gap, then that is not a fulfillment of kiddush b'makom seuda. And the Orach HaShulchan spells it out a little bit more. He says, "Kashrut hu dekashem shetzarech le'achol b'makom kiddush." It's kashrut. It's obvious that just like you have to eat in the place that you have kiddush, ein lo lahamshich zman rav achar kiddush esta seuda. You should not wait a long time in order to have the seuda. Shlo ye'ef se gadol bein time, that you shouldn't have a large break between when you say kiddush and when you have the seuda. Dim yafsik harbe zman ein hasuda. and he carried al shema kiddush. The concern here is that if you have that large break, it's not clear that the su'uda is a follow-up to the kiddush. You have to be able to see, we had kiddush, and then this is followed by the su'uda. If you're waiting a long time, you can't associate that su'uda back to that kiddush. So there we have it, to recap real quickly, our sugya, Yirtzeh Hashem going forward, kiddush b'makom su'uda. We've now established that we paskin like Shmuel, kiddush b'makom su'uda, that you have to have the su'uda where the kiddush is made, and that's why you're repeating the kiddush, even if you heard it in shul. And then we defined it further. It's not only where you had the kiddush, that's where you have the su'uda. It's not only a location issue, but also a timing issue, that it has to be pretty immediate, fairly soon afterwards, so we can associate the two together. It shouldn't be that the su'uda is eaten with a large gap after the kiddush, because then we don't recognize that that is the su'uda associated with that kiddush. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue on this tomorrow.